Good evening. You're now listening to 102.5 The Tower. I'm Tom Fritchie. This is the birthday party. Welcome back to the Midnight Shift. I suppose I have some explaining to do about tonight's episode. We will not be playing the Black, Brown, and Beige Suite because of a sudden epiphany that I've had that the Birthday Party is a truly underappreciated band. I've always liked them. I've been playing them for several months now, but I think it's high time I had another tribute show in the same vein of the Kinda Blue show. So every song on this album, on this show, I mean, is played by, let's see, the following people. Nick Cave on vocals, Roland Howard, guitar and vocals, Mick Harvey, rhythm, guitar, vocals, whatever. I'm going to stop saying vocals. Tracy Pugh, bass, except where he's in prison, and then someone else is filling in for him, I think Barry Adamson, and Phil Calvert on drums. This is an Australian post-punk band. Their next incarnations that came out of this band include Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Crime in the City Solution, and These Immortal Souls. But who cares about that? And I'm, for this episode, I will just be playing their first three albums in a row, uninterrupted, and then I'll close with Roy Orbison. So you've heard the first half of their debut album called The Birthday Party. Here's the second half. The song is called Friend Catcher.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the first album called The Birthday Party, which technically was their first album as The Birthday Party. However, they were previously a band called The Boys Next Door, where they made a New Order-y sounding post-punk music, and it wasn't very good, so I'm not going to play it. I also realized that I haven't listed the song titles for the last break, so I'm just going to list all the names, all the titles for the whole album. In order, Mr. Clarinet, Hats On Wrong, The Hair Shirt, Guilt Parade, Riddle House, second segment, Friend Catcher, Waving My Arms, Red Clock, Catman, and that last one was Happy Birthday. How appropriate. With this next song, you moved into the next segment and the next album called Prayers on Fire from 1981. This is Zoo Music Girl.
Spit out the shells. Okay, those last four songs were Zoo Music, Girl, Cry, Capers, and Nick the Stripper. Once again, the birthday party. This is called Ho Ho.
Just a small wedding in a sequin and small puffs. Yo ho ho, yo ho ho, through its broom.
Soup.
That last segment ran Ho Ho, Figure of Fun, King Ink, A Dead Song, and that last one was Yard. Let's see. Of the five original members of the Birthday Party, one of them, the bass player, died shortly after the band broke up of epilepsy, I think. And the guitarist, Roland S. Howard, who I've played a few times on the show, died right before the new year, like December 28th or so, maybe 9th. And Nick Cave and Mick Harvey went on to form the Bad Seeds. Mick Harvey recently left, and Phil Calvert vanished. All right, here's Dull Day.
Light from the window, it falls on the floor, and after it breaks, I cut my feet on the little bright pieces. I glow in the dark, but only when night falls. It's falling, it's falling, it's falling, it's falling, it falls. Club to dull drum, beating too slow to dance with the fever to dance. I insist that you cut in. I love Plumbay. I'm drinking, I'm drinking, I'm drinking, I'm drinking, I'm drunk.
I gagged it with a pillow, but awoke the nonsense. listen.
Last four songs were A Dull Day, Just You and Me, Blundertown, and Kathy's Kisses was the last one. And with those four songs, we've finished Prayers on Fire, the Birthday Party's second album. And after the break, we'll play Junkyard. Or first, we'll play a few singles, and then we'll play Junkyard. But until then, Midnight Shift will be back in 5 minutes.